A gathering near the ERCO chlor-alkali plant in Port Edwards marked the 40th year that the plant has been operating. ERCO officials say they expect to keep running the plant at least several more decades now that they've decided to spend $95 million to retrofit the site and switch to a process that does not use mercury. The plant currently releases more than 1,000 pounds of mercury into the air each year, a legal amount, but enough for the DNR and environmentalists to regard the site as a major source of mercury that gets into water and fish and affects human health. But while green groups are happy ERCO will stop using mercury at Port Edwards by the end of 2009, they'd like to make sure the company doesn't ship the unused mercury to other states or countries. ERCO Worldwide President Paul Timmons says it's too early to say what his firm will do.
We will be evaluating all of the options, and I'm not even sure at this stage what those options are. And ultimately, you know, anything that we will do will completely comply with any and all regulations of either the federal government or the state government.
Timmons says he has no comment on a federal bill proposed by Illinois Senator Barack Obama that would prevent mercury from being exported. Wisconsin DNR Secretary Matt Frank says it's a measure that may get his agency's support.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, we're willing to work on with other states. If the national government takes some leadership on that, we would certainly do that.
Frank says in the meantime, DNR staff will work closely with ERCO on its unused mercury stockpile. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.